Tafresh Ein Vav. That's page Kuf Memchet Amud Bet. Tafresh Ein Vav. Seder Habrachot Vehahadlaka. Aleph Ubo Hei Seifim. Hamadlik Belel Rishon Mevarech Gimel Brachot Lehadlik Ner Chanukah Veshehasa Nisim Veshehechiyanu. ואם לא ברך זמן בליל ראשון, מברך בליל שני או כשיזכור. First night we say three ברכות. If a person forgot to say שהחיינו the first night, he could say it on the second or at any night that he remembers. Even, let's say, tonight, the last night, the eighth night of Chanukah, all of a sudden he remembers, one second, I didn't say שהחיינו. You could say שהחיינו on the last night of Chanukah if you forgot. Let's see some words from the Kaf HaChaim. Seif Aleph, that's Ot Aleph, it's on the second column of the page. Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. So as you see, Maran did not write Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, he wrote Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Kenu Ikar Anuscham Dukdeket. That is the correct and exact nusach, without the word shel. Venuschat ha-shas, ve'ari ve'arambam, shekatu bahem lehadlik ner shel chanukah, ena ikar. And what you find in the Gemara in Shabbat, even in the Rif and Rambam, that they write lehadlik ner shel chanukah, that's not ikar, says the Pri Chadash, the Shulchan Gavoa, Ot Bet, and the halachot ketanot, chelek alef siman gimel, sheyoter tov levarech lehadlik ner chanukah velo shel. Why? Al pi hasod, rashi tevot nachal. When you say lehadlik ner chanukah, so al pi hasod, there is a acronym there, there is a rashi tevot that we have intact, and that is nachal, nun chet lamed, a name, a shem kodesh, which has to do with bitachon, which has to do with trust in Hashem, which the Hashmonaim had. Nafshenu chiketa l'Hashem. Our nefesh hopes and yearns and trusts in you, Hashem. Nafshenu chiketa l'Hashem, Rashi Tevot Nachal. Ben Ish Chai brings down also Rashi Tevot Notzer Chesed la'alafim. So therefore, lehadlik ner Chanukah is Rashi Tevot, this name that we want to bring out. Ve'heviu dvarav yad Aaron, chen katav yafel alev, chelek bet od bet, ben ishchai, parashat vayeshev od bet, ve'en sham shekatav kama ta'amim al ze, ve'od ayen be'od she'achar ze. So he's referring to the next ot. So ot bet in the Kaf HaChaim, lehadlik ner chanukah ken minhagenu, v'chen unusach avenu ha'arizal b'shar hakavanot. And that is the nusach of the Ari HaKadosh, lehadlik ner Chanukah. It doesn't fit with the Ashkenazi tune. Lehadlik ner, so you have to add shel, unless you're going to have to go lehadlik ner Chanukah. So if you want to get best of both worlds, that's what you have to do. Anyway, the Ari HaKadosh, he says to say lehadlik ner Chanukah. But by Lel Shabbat, when you light the candles of Friday night, we say Shel. Lel Shabbat, Nusach HaBracha Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. So why the difference? Vehatam, so he brings here from the Chida Alav HaShalom in Birkei Yosef, Ki Ner Chanukah Asur Lishtamesh Leora. There's a fundamental difference between the candles of Chanukah and the candles of Shabbat. The lights of Chanukah we're not allowed to use for our own uses, for our own usage. V'laze omer ner Chanukah. That's why you can't say ner shel Chanukah. You say lehadlik ner Chanukah. Lehorot, this shows, ki haner eno ki im lemitzvat Chanukah. The whole being of this ner is only for Chanukah. When you leave out the shel, apparently, it's more exclusive. So ner Chanukah, it's like putting the word ner together with Chanukah, meaning that this ner is ach verak, is exclusively for the mitzvah of Chanukah, not for your own usage. Whereas Masha'en ken ner Shabbat, hakavana ner she'anu mishtamshim bo ונרו יאיר לתועלתנו. וזה הנר המאיר הוא של שבת. When you say להדליק נר של שבת, so you're separating the ner from Shabbat. You're saying to light a ner. Now this ner, this candle is for our usage, right? Shalom bayit, that we should be able to see what we're eating, what we're doing, right? And this ner is of Shabbat. It's due to Shabbat. So it's not, when you write ner shel Shabbat, it's not as exclusive as if you would say ner Shabbat. So Ner Chanukah, which is exclusively for the mitzvah, not for our usage, we say Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbat, which is not exclusive for the mitzvah, it's for our use, in fact. Therefore, we say Ner, that happens to be for Shabbat. Ner Shel Shabbat. Birkei Yosef Ot Aleph, that's the Chida. Right? Then, the Chida himself in his other Sefer, ובמחזיק ברכה אות א', כתב אותם. He wrote another reason for the difference. דבחנוכה לקה מעשה אל הבנרות, ולא עניין אחר במעשה כלל. וזהו נר חנוכה, דחנוכה הוא הנר דווקא. In other words, the only act, the only מעשה that we do to bring out Chanukah is the Hadlakat Ner Chanukah. Don't ask me from Halel. First of all, Halel we say in other Chagim also, so it's not as exclusive. And secondly, it's not a Maaseh, it's a Dibur. What he means to say is, what's the act that we do that is in honor of Chanukah? There's only one act, and that is the lighting of the candles. Says the Chida, that's why we say Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Because there's no other ma'aseh for Chanukah. De Chanukah aner dafka. The Chanukah is the ner, nothing else. Mashen ken Shabbat, yesh bo kama mitzvot ma'asiyot. Shabbat has other mitzvot that we do. Kegon seuda, kiddush, begadim na'im, right? Eating is a mitzvah, onek Shabbat, kiddush is a mitzvah. Wearing clothing for Shabbat. וכיוצא, ואחד מן המצוות הוא הנר. One of the mitzvot is lighting the candles. וזהו שאומרים נר של שבת. נר of Shabbat. שבת יש בו כמה דברים, because Shabbat has a few acts of mitzvot. וזה אחד מהם, and this is only one of them. והיינו נר של שבת הנודע בכמה עניינים. You hear what he's saying? This is the נר of Shabbat that is demonstrated in many ways, and this is one of the ways. Lo chen Chanukah de'en bo ma'aseh ela aner, which is different by Chanukah. There is no other act that brings out Chanukah other than ner. So therefore we say ner Chanukah. You have to think into it. You have to think into the words of the Chida. Not so simple to grasp immediately. But he's saying that's the difference between ner Chanukah and ner Shabbat, and that's why... That's what the extra word shel by Ner Shabbat, you know, signifies. It's Ner of Shabbat, the day that is shown in many ways. Whereas you can't say that by Chanukah. Chanukah is not something that's an entity that's shown in other ways, and the Ner is one of them. No, Chanukah and Ner are one and together, because one without the other, Chanukah without the Ner is not Chanukah. So that's why you say Ner Chanukah, not Ner Shel Chanukah. That's the best I can do in explaining the words of the Chida. V'hevi dvarav ha-shari tshuva ot alef. If you look in Mishnah Berurah, so on top of the Mishnah Berurah you have the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva brings the words of the Chida. He likes to bring the Chida all the time, either from Birkei Yosef or from Machazik Bracha. That's one of the sources for the words of the Chida is in the Shari Tshuva. In case you never have the Sefarim of the Chida, the Shari Tshuva almost brings him all the time. Of course, that's not the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, yeah? This is the, just like you have Pitchei Tshuva in Yore De'a, so Pitchei Tshuva is Shari Tshuva in Or HaChaim. In Or HaChaim we have Shari Tshuva. Gimel, להדליק נר חנוכה ושעשה ניסים ושהחיינו, וסימן לדבר, עשה לך שרף, ושים אותו על נס, והיה כל רואה אותו, כל הרואה אותו וחי. Right? This is a famous siman to remember the order of the blessings, of the three blessings on the first night. Kaf Chaim brings it here from Mateh Moshe and also from Eliyahu Rabba. Ben Ishchai also in Parashat Vayeshev brings it. Right? In Parashat Chukat, where you have the story of the Nechash HaNechoshet. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Aseh Lecha Saraf, make for yourself a copper snake. Vesim Oto Al Nes, and affix it atop a pole, a big pole, a tall pole. V'haya kol haro'e oto v'chai, and all those who were bitten by the snakes will take a look at the Nechash Nechoshet v'chai. So you have here Saraf. Saraf is a hint of burning. What burns? The oil, right? So that's the first one, lehadlik, ner Chanukah. Then you have v'sim oto al nes, that's she'asa nisim. And v'ra'a oto v'chai, v'chai is she'echiyanu. So those are the sequence of the three blessings. Dalet, v'she'asa nisim, hager, im ratza lomar she'asa nisim la'avotenu, yomar. V'im ratza leshanot ve'lomar she'asa nisim le'Israel, yomar, igrot ha'rambam. Siman Tet, Knesset HaGdola, Olat Shabbat, Eliyahu Rabba, Pri Chadash. You hear this? The Rambam writes in his letters, in Igrot HaRambam, what about a convert? How could he say, She'asa Nisim La'avotenu Bayamim Ha'em Bazman Hazeh? He who wrote miracles for our forefathers. What forefathers? He comes from George Washington. What do you mean his forefathers? So the Rambam says he has a choice. If he wants to say She'asa Nisim La'avotenu, he can say it. It's fine. Why? I mean, he doesn't say here why, but I suppose, because really, we know, Chazal tell us that the neshamot of the Gerim were standing with us on Har Sinai. Somehow, you can trace back the neshama to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, somehow. So he can say Avotenu. And also, in Pshat, it's also not a problem, because in Pshat, Avotenu means the forefathers of Am Yisrael, who I am now part of. So that, in general, he could say She'asa Nisim La'Avotenu, because right now he's part of Am Yisrael, and Avotenu of Am Yisrael is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, even though maybe his particular line of lineage does not go there, but he can say it. And if he doesn't feel comfortable saying that, Rambam says, if he wants to say She'asa Nisim Le'Israel, who did Nisim Le'Israel Bayamim Bayim Bazman Hazeh, is also fine. All right? That's brought down here from many Achonim B'Shem the Rambam. Hey, Benusach Birkat She'asa Nisim Yomar Bayamim Bayim Bazman Hazeh. V'chem Pirusho She'asa Nisim Bayamim She'avru Mamash Bazman Hazeh. The Meharshal in Tshuva Siman Samech Dalet, also Knesset HaGdola, Magen Avraham, and Pri Chadash, and Eliyahu Rabba, and Birkei Yosef, and Ruach Haim Palaji, and Yafel Alev Palaji, and Mishnah Brura, all of these the Kaf HaChaim brings down, telling us that the correct Nusach is what we're used to, of course, saying, and that is, She'asa Nisim La'avotenu Bayamim Ahem, pause a little bit, Bazeman Hazeh, without a vav. Some had a nusach, Bayamim Ahem Ubazman Hazeh, with a vav. In those days and on this date. But no, you don't have to write this vav. Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. In those days, that means in that era, Bazeman Hazeh, in this date. Of course, in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, Al Pi Chasidut, we understand that there is also a deeper meaning here. Bayamim ahem bazman hazeh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle then, it's not something that only happened then. It is revived every year at that time. The miracles, the yeshuot, the nisim, the niflaot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did then, it's not just then. It was built in to the wheel of time of the history of Klal Yisrael. And every time Chanukah comes around, the time of these Nisim is activated once again. These miracles are activated. And so, Bayamim Ahem, Bazeman Hazeh, actually means literally as well. Bazman Hazeh, that he does Nisim for us. Those Nisim that he did for Chanukah, he's doing with us at this time. We're living right now in the days of Chanukah. We're still in day 7. We're living in days of actual miracles. We don't just commemorate. This idea that we, like, we live in the past, you know, this idea that we do things as like a zecher, like some kind of, you know, to commemorate, to remember, in memory of what happened. No. That's very shallow. That's very superficial. Jews don't just commemorate. Jews live the past and the present at the same time. For Am Yisrael, there's no difference between past and present, just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayahu Veviyeh. Hashem is Hayahu Veviyeh, Am Yisrael is also Hayahu Veviyeh. Kudsha Brichu Veoraita Veyisrael Chadu, we're all one. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you're going to tell me by Hashem, it was in the past and it's not now? No, Hashem, we know. He's above space and time. And therefore, what was is what is and is what will be. Right? See, the world says it is what it is. We say it was what it is what it was. That's what we say. Am Yisrael, there's no was, and there's no, everything is, that's all. Everything is Havaya right now, right now. So the Nisim of Chanukah right now, we are enveloped with them. Bayamim Ahem, that's when it started. Bazman Hazeh, actively, Bazman Hazeh. Obviously, that's something to talk about at great length and to think into, of course. Vav, in the Kaf HaChaim, בברכת שהחיינו מצאתי כתוב שיש לומר לזמן הזה, הלמד בפתח, שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, משום שלאחריו. ויותר נכון לומר לזמן, בחיריק תחת הלמד. Interesting. It seems like the Kaf HaChaim holds more like the opinion of the Matei Moshe Magen Avraham Eliyahu Beruach Chaim and Mishnah Berurah, as you see there, that say that you should put a chirik under the lamed in Shehechiyanu. Shehechiyanu, v'kiyemanu, v'higiyanu, lizman hazeh, with a chirik under the lamed. Our minhag is not like that. Our minhag is to say lazeman. As he started off, Matzati Katuv. You know, because if we were to stretch out the word in its full form, it would be Lehazeman Hazeh. Because what we mean to say to Hashem is thank you for giving us life to reach this particular moment with a He Haidia. So it should be Lehazman Hazeh. But instead of lehazman, the he is dropped, and the lamed gets the patach that was taken away with the he. So lazeman hazeh, right? When you want to say leha'aretz hatova, you say la'aretz hatova, right? That's the way it's found all the time in Tanakh. When the he is dropped, the he idea, so the lamed receives the patach. So Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu lazeman hazeh. Lizman hazeh, which the Kaf HaChaim is saying that, he brings that many say you should say, so that is a valid nusach, but you're losing the heh idea. Our minhag is not like that. I don't think anybody here has the minhag to say lizman hazeh. I have heard it before being said, but I don't think that's the common minhag. The common minhag is lazeh. I think Ashkenazim also, lazeman hazeh, they say. Look in chet, skip zayin, look in chet, v'ichaven etev v'birkat adlakat nerot, u'leomra mitoch simcha. To have kavana when we say the brachot, and to say it with happiness, with joy. Ba'asher ha-mitzvah hi chaviva b'sha'ata, lizman pa'am achat b'shana, because this is a mitzvah that is precious, it comes once a year. ולכבוד המלאכים קדישין הבאים לבית בשביל מצווה זו. Ooh, look at this. He brings from the Kav HaYashar, from the Sefer HaKadosh Kav HaYashar. He says that in honor of the holy angels that visit the home because of this mitzvah, ידליק הנרות כשהוא בבגד העליון. Don't light the candles while wearing pajamas or undershirt. Put on a nice shirt or put on a jacket. כמו שהולך לבית כנסת, the way you go to shul, says the Kav HaYashar. You know why? Malachim are coming to your house right now. Imagine you heard a knock on the door. Imagine you heard a knock on the door. Right? and you look through the peephole to see who is it that's coming to bother you, like without notice over here, what's going on. And you see two malachim, they're standing. Two malachim came to visit you. And you're wearing like your, t-shirt. Are you going to open the door? You're going to make a mad dash to your closet. You're going to put on probably, at least a shirt, a tie, and a jacket. No? You'll tell them, hold on, don't run away. Itkavdu mechubadim, please, malachim, wait right there. I'll open, just give me a second. You put on a shirt, you put on a tie, you put on a jacket, maybe even put on a hat. And then you open the door. That's how you receive malachim, right? That's how you receive malachim. And this is brought down in Yafel Alev Chelek Bet Otei. וקודם הברכות יאמר לשם ייחוד קודשה וריחוד שכינתה, הרי ניבא לקיים מצוות הדלקת נרות חנוכה לתקן את שורשה במקום עליון, והינוה, אני אסי לשם ייחוד beforehand. In Tet, the Kaf HaChaim writes, יכוון בברכה א' ליוד ג' מידות של רחמים. When you say the first ברכה, have in mind the 13 attributes of chesed, השם, אל, רחום, וחנון, ערך אפיים. וכן בשנייה, and then when you say Sha'as Anisim in the second bracha, have in mind also 13. De olim ke mispar echad. 13 is gematria echad. Shnehem gematria kavav shem avaya baruch hu. And then together, two of them, 2 times 13 is 26. Kemo shekatu besefer kav yashar vezeunam isnif yoter shelo leosif lomar shel ki mosif ala mispar. You hear what he's saying here? Ruach Haim. The Ruach Haim Palaji is telling us that here's another snif to show us that we shouldn't say Ladlik Ner Shel Chanukah, because each one has 13 words, keneged the 13 midot. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu VeMitzvotav VeTzivanu. That's 10 so far. Lehadlik Ner Chanukah, that's 13. If you're going to say Shel, you ruin the count. It's 14. You want to have 13. Can I get the 13 midot shel rachamim? And the same thing, she'as anisim la'avotenu bayamim bayim v'zman hazeh, also has 13. Altogether, it's 26. That's another reason to stick to lehadlik ner chanukah, not lehadlik ner shel chanukah. Chas v'shalom, we don't mean to put down any other minhagim, those who are noheg, to say lehadlik ner shel chanukah, such as the Ashkenazim. And also, many Moroccans are noheg to say lehadlik ner shel chanukah. Bracha tavo alehem, no problem. But here we find from the Kaf HaChaim, from the Ben Ish Chai, and from the Ari HaKadosh we saw, and from the Ruach Chaim Palaji, and from many poskim, that the better way is to say Ladlik Ner Chanukah.